Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. I am so happy that you're here and I hope that you're taking care of yourself. We are officially in quarter two and I've been seeing things pop up about how people have lost their, I'm putting this in air quotes, new year, new goals, momentum, and feel like they're straight up failing at reaching their goals. Well, we're going to talk about that today. What you can do if you feel like you just keep failing at your goals. Now, feeling like a failure, it's just a crappy feeling. And honestly, it's so draining. But I want to remind you of a few things before we really get into this. Your worth as a person is not defined by what you do or don't accomplish. I'm going to say it one more time so that all of my fellow Enneagram 3s really let it sink in. Your worth as a person is not defined by what you do or don't accomplish. I'm a recovering workaholic and I got to be real with you. I used to base how I treated myself on my accomplishments. I didn't realize this is what I was doing in the moment, but now that I no longer find my identity in my profession, thanks to therapy, a lot of therapy, the way that I treat myself is so different. I was so rude to myself before. The love that I had for myself was so conditional. I really thought that I had to earn everything. I only let myself rest if I felt like my to-do list was done or if I felt like totally and completely burned out. If I didn't go above and beyond with hitting every single goal, I would say really mean things to myself. I did not spend quality time with my friends and my family because that was time that I could be working toward accomplishing a goal, which it is so crazy to think about that now because when I think about Adam or Everly, I don't give a rip what they do or don't accomplish. I love them because of who they are, not based on what they do or what they don't do. And hello, why wouldn't I want to treat myself with that same kind of unconditional love? You know what I mean? So I just wanted to start the episode off by reminding you that completing or not completing goals has nothing to do with your worth as a person. And I just want to encourage you to like extend yourself grace. You know whether or not you're doing your best. If you are, be proud of that. And if you're not, step up to the plate because you deserve that. Okay, with all of that encouragement just tucked in your back pocket, let's talk about what to do when you feel like you keep failing at your goals. So the first reason why you might feel like you're failing at all of your goals is because your goals are too vague. I have seen this happen a lot. People feel like they're failing at a goal when in reality, they just don't know what complete looks like for said goal. When a goal is too vague, it can feel very big, which can feel very daunting. So here I have some examples that I came up with of like vague goals. So you know what I'm talking about. Improve my mental health, get good grades, be better with money, get healthier. Like, okay, cool. These are great starting points, but what is the actual goal that you're seeking to accomplish? It's super hard to accomplish something when you're unclear on what complete looks like. You know what I mean? So let's take the be better with my money example. Maybe at the end of February, you feel like you were better with your money, but at the end of March, you feel like you weren't. You don't really have any markers to go by. You're kind of just guessing based on how you feel. So everything is just kind of fuzzy, right? So what can you do about it? If you feel like the goals that you're setting are too vague and that might be why you're failing at them, I want you to try creating specific trackable goals that have action plans. So part of what I teach in the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle course is using the Hustle Sanely Switch goal mapping method to craft your goals. So Switch is an acronym that stands for specific, why attached, impact-driven, timeline-based check-in meetings scheduled, and habits and routines to support. So sticking with the Be Better With My Money example, using the Hustle Sanely Switch goal mapping method would look like this. Specific, put $10,000 in my savings account by December. Why attached? My family and I want to build a pool next summer. Impact driven. I have such great memories of playing in the pool growing up and want to be able to create those kinds of memories with my kids. Timeline based. Maybe you have as your first broad action step, open a separate savings account to put the pool fund in and you want to have that done by January 15th. And then under that broad action step, maybe you have these three narrow action steps. Decide what bank to open the new account at, decide what kind of savings account to open, and make a $100 deposit to start the account. Then maybe your broad action step number two is to create a monthly budget, and you want to have this done by February 1st. And then you have three narrow action steps under that. So narrow action step number one, track your spending for a month. Number two, create a budget based on tracking. So including the amount that you want going into the pool savings each month. And then narrow action step number three, it might be to choose an app or a program or whatever to house the budget in. Then for the C, which again is check-in meeting scheduled, maybe you write down that you want to check in on your progress for during your quarter two check-in meeting. So at the end of March, maybe you want to check in during your May check-in meeting, which is you're going to have at the end of April. And then again, during your Q3 check-in meeting, which is at the end of June. And then that brings us to the H, which again stands for habits and routines to support the goal. So maybe have a monthly money meeting with your partner on the last Saturday of every month to go over the budget is one of your routines. And then maybe another one is have designated online shopping days to audit purchases instead of impulse buying in the moment. So do you see the difference there between that goal versus be better with my money? Like, you know exactly what you're doing. You can say, yes, I've hit the goal, or no, I haven't. Like, there's no vagueness about it. It's very specific, and there's a plan for you to follow so that you're not just guessing like what you need to be doing to make the goal happen, right? So that is number one. The second reason why you might feel like you're failing at your goals is because you're trying to work on too many goals at once. Listen, you are one amazing, beautiful, smart human being, but there's only one of you. Sometimes I think that we forget that we all have a limited capacity and we think that we can do all the things all the time. And we wonder why we burn out on the regular. When we work on too many goals at once, that is when this happens. We either hit burnout or we feel like we're hamsters on a wheel chasing after goals, but not really getting anywhere. Y'all have heard me say it before, but multitasking is one of the biggest roadblocks when it comes to getting things done because you're trying to have your hand in eight different things at once instead of focusing on one thing at a time. So it feels like you're getting nothing done since you're not completing anything. Like, you're just making little tiny bits of progress like all over the place, but nothing is actually getting done. So what can you do about that? Part of the Hustle Sanely planning system is choosing a focus goal every month. The reason for this is to help limit distractions. So instead of doing the whole working on eight things at once thing, you can give your best time and energy to one goal at a time and actually see the needle move. So I like to choose one personal and one professional focus goal every month, but you do whatever works best for you. And don't get me wrong, okay? A focus goal does not mean that you're not doing anything else that month. It just means that you're making that goal your top priority. Like, it's getting your best time and energy. Just like how our brains get overwhelmed by a long daily to-do list, we also get overwhelmed by trying to work on too many goals at once. So be mindful of how many goals you're trying to pursue at any given time. I like to choose my goals for the year and then I schedule them by quarter. And then during my quarterly check-in meetings, I decide which goals during that quarter I want to focus on for each month. Y'all, I'm telling you, the Hustle Sanely planning system is where it is at. It is what allows me to pursue my goals while prioritizing my mental health and relationships. And I have a whole entire course where I teach you and show you the system in action. I'll link it in the show notes for you. It's the Hustle Sanely lifestyle course. So go check it out. Hello, it is me interrupting myself to tell you that you need to stop whatever you are doing and get excited about the That's What She Read book club. We are starting our first book together in May. We're going to be reading A Funny Story by Emily Henry, and I don't want you to miss out on finding your next favorite fiction read alongside your new bookish besties. Because truly, let's be honest, don't we all need somewhere to rant and rave about our attachments to fictional characters? Just me? No? No? Okay. If you have no clue what I am talking about right now, I am launching a fiction book club, y'all. And I'm so excited because it's virtual, which means anybody, anywhere can join. So here is what you can expect in book club. Every month, you're gonna be able to cast your vote for our monthly read. So there's gonna be a poll with three options to choose from, and the genres are gonna vary. We're gonna be doing romance, fantasy, literary fiction, thrillers, like it's gonna be a variety in there. You are gonna get to attend two readathons per month. So we're gonna gather virtually two times a month, an hour each time, so that we can read together. Not only are they gonna be a good time, but it's dedicated time every month to actually read the book that we voted on without distractions. You are gonna get to attend a monthly live book chat. So toward the end of every month, we're gonna meet up virtually so that we can chat about the book that we read that month. And then you're also gonna have access to a forum to connect with other people in book club. So you know how it is. If you're a reader and you're reading and you read something in a book and you're just like, I need to process this with somebody else immediately, we have a place for that. There's a community chat to discuss what we're reading in real time if we just cannot wait to talk about something until our live hangout. So are you kidding? Like, are you kidding? This is going to be the most fun thing. I am so freaking excited. Don't forget, I mentioned this in last week's episode, Hustle Sanely BFFs, you get automatic access to book club. You do not have to sign up, but other people are welcome. If you're not a Hustle Sanely BFF, you can absolutely join a book club. It's 10 bucks a month. If you want to get an email when book club is open, because it opens on April 23rd, make sure that you're on the Hustle Sanely email list, and I will let you know when we are ready for you. I truly cannot wait to be bookish besties with you. Like, what a dream come true. But okay, let me stop talking about book club because I could go on and on and on and on. Go get on the email list so that I can tell you when it's time to join book club, and let's get back to the show. The third reason why you might feel like you keep failing at your goals is your goals don't make sense for the season of life that you're in. So I've shared this before, but when I found out that I was pregnant a few years ago, which how crazy that that was a few years ago. Anyways, it was April, and I literally tossed most of my goals for that year right on out the window. My season of life changed, so goals that were important to me and that made sense when I created them no longer made sense or no longer mattered like they did before I was pregnant. So maybe you're failing at goals that you set 6 months ago because your life changed and the goals just don't fit into your life anymore. So what can you do about it if you feel like that's what's happening to you? Another part of the Hustle Sanely planning system is having quarterly check-in meetings before the start of each new quarter so that you can intentionally go over the goals that you set at the start of the year to make sure that they still make sense for your life and align with your vision and that you're satisfied with the way that you're pursuing your goals. And what I mean by that, you're prioritizing your mental health and the important relationships in your life as you pursue them. Y'all, it is 100% okay to let a goal go. That does not make you a quitter. It does not make you a failure. I truly believe that sometimes the healthiest thing you can do is stop striving for things that just are not right for you anymore. You know your season of life, and you know whether or not the goals that you set 6 months ago make sense for where you're at right now. If they don't make sense, let them go. When you let a goal go, it doesn't mean that you're letting it go forever. It just means that you're kind of relieving yourself of that pressure for right now because it doesn't even make sense. The fourth reason why you might feel like you're failing at your goals is you're setting goals that are out of your control. So this is the one that I used to fall into a lot. I would set goals that I could strive for, but that weren't really in my power to make happen. So some examples of this are goals like hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube or become a New York Times bestselling author. These are more of aspirations than goals. So I'm going to give you the definition of goal and aspiration so that you can kind of compare them. So the definition of a goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or a desired result, whereas an aspiration is a hope or ambition of achieving something. So if you mix the two of these up, that could leave you feeling like you're failing at your goals when you're actually not. So what can you do about this? If you are setting goals that are out of your control, I'm sure you can guess what I'm going to say. Set goals that you can control whether or not you hit. So when you're brainstorming a goal, ask yourself, is this something that I can do based on my actions alone? So let's use those examples that I just said. Instead of your goal being hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is an aspiration, like you cannot control people clicking subscribe to your YouTube channel. Right? Your goal could be post a high quality video every week on my YouTube channel. That is something that you have full control over, right? The other example, instead of become a New York Times bestselling author, which again is an aspiration, your goal could be write 10,000 words a week of my book, right? You can control that. So do you see the difference? One you can control and the other you can't. So pay attention to that when you're writing your goals. And then the fifth and final reason that we're going to talk about why you might be feeling like you keep failing at your goals is, and this one is probably the most popular, you feel like you lack motivation. So let's stick with the definitions, okay? Let's define motivation because y'all know I love a good definition. So motivation, the definition is the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. So if you lack the desire to do something, what if it's not a problem with you, but it's a problem with the goal? I don't know about you, but usually when I don't feel like doing something, it's because it's not actually important to me when it comes down to it. Or if it is important to me, but I'm still having a hard time being motivated to do it, then it's time to dig a little deeper and see if we can figure out the root of where this lack of motivation is coming from. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you resting regularly? Are you moving your body? Are you fueling your body well? Are you prioritizing your mental health? Are you spending good quality time with the people you love? If not, if you're saying like, no, you might be burned out. And that will for sure cause a lack of motivation, even if something is important to you. So what can you do about it? Get clear on your vision and make sure that your goals align with that vision. What do you want your life to look and feel like in a month? How about in a year? How about in 3 years? How about in 5 years? What goals are going to get you there? That's your vision. Spend time making sure that what you're pursuing matches up with the kind of life that you want to be living. Sometimes we get stuck on autopilot and we're pursuing something because we're used to it or because we feel like it's the next right step. But what's right for one person might be completely wrong for somebody else. You know what I mean? So listen, I truly do not care that it's April. If you feel like you need to chuck all the goals you set at the beginning of the year and start fresh, do it. Like, who is stopping you from doing that? Wouldn't you rather spend your time working toward goals that actually matter to you and that make sense for your life than being upset with yourself that you're not accomplishing these arbitrary goals because you feel like you have to force yourself to see them through since you set them at the beginning of the year? You get to decide which goals are worth pursuing and which ones are better to let go of. All right, y'all, that is what I've got for you today. Some things you can do if you feel like you keep failing at your goals. I really hope this episode was helpful, and I hope you love it enough to share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and I can share it too. I literally get so giddy when I see y'all on walks or folding your laundry or doing whatever when you're listening. It truly makes my day. Okay, I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever.